Parshas Tzav, Shlishi, Vayikra, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Gidal. V'zeis Tere Zebach HaShlom, and this is the laws of the peace offerings, Asher Yerkav LaHashem, which he shall bring to Hashem. Imal Tede Yakri Venu, if he's bringing the peace offering as a carbon Tede, Vayikra Val Zebach HaTede, he shall offer, along with the Thanksgiving offerings, what shall he offer? Matzis, Chalis, Matzis, Blues, Bashem, Olav and Lov, mixed with oil, or kikim matzahs for shukim b'shem and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, v'sedas merveches, chalis b'lul b'shem and scalded flour mixed with oil. Rashi says, imal tedei kevedel, what does that mean? Imal dvar heida aneh shenasabei, if he's bringing the carpet tedei to give thanks to Hashem on a miracle that happened to him. Which miracle? Again, for example, yadar hayom, if he was traveling on a voyage for Holchim Edboris, he was going in the desert, for which should be certain, or locked in prison, Tilish Nisrapa, Chilish Nisrapa, someone who was sick and recovered, they have to give thanks to Hashem. As the Pazik says clearly, they shall give thanks to Hashem for his kindness and for his wonders, the children of men. And what should he do? They shall offer slaughter sacrifices of thanksgiving. If on account of one of these, one vowed to bring these karbanis, they are shamateda. Tunis lechem muris inyan. They need to have bread accompanied with it. It's only eaten midday and night. Meshir forshkan. There are four types of bread. Which ones? Chalis rakiki ravucha. Loaves, wafers, scalded loaves. Shleishim minyan matzah, which are three types of matzah. Ksiv chalis lechem chametz. White leaven loaves. Cholmin v'min ester chalis, and each kind consists of 10 loaves. And it's this amount shehain which are vamidbaris chofisran. Bread made from dough that is thoroughly scalded by boiling water. Achalis lechem chametz along with loaves with leavened bread. Yakir karbonai, he shall bring his carbon. Alzevach teider shlomim along with the Thanksgiving peace offerings. Rav Rashi says Yakir karbonai alzevach magichin lechem kodesh kishus haguf. This teaches us that the bread is not klishus haguf. The pasuk beitz at full yem and lets us the whole opinion. The bread does not acquire an intrinsic holiness if taken out, if it comes into contact with the full yem, etc. Shishachat hazavach until the Thanksgiving peace offering is slaughtered. Pasuk yidal v'hikrim yemenu echad mikol korban, and he shall bring from it out of each offering truma l'Hashem, truma for Hashem. The kohen who dashes the blood of the peace offering shall be his. Each loaf out of his kind, he shall take these as a truma. And the rest is eaten, the owners eat it. And they get everything except the breast and the thigh. As explained over there, and the tate is called kohen shlomim. And the flesh of the Thanksgiving peace offering shall be eaten on the day it is offered up. You shall not leave any of it offered until the morning. The Rashi says, to add all these type of karbanis that are eaten only for one day and one night. And the time limit for eating its flesh was the time of its bread. I should not leave it over until the morning. I will eat it all night, but I can eat it entire night. Imkin lama yimrat chatzis. What does it say to chatzis? L'achik adam l'avir, to distance a person from avir. V'im nedar in the dove zevach karbani. But if a sacrifice is a vow of aron to a donation, v'im hakriba zivcha yeichol, on the day he offers up a sacrifice, it shall be eaten. V'rochos in the next day, v'anesim mini yeichol, whatever is left over, it may be eaten. Z'rashi v'im nedar in the dove shle yevi al hida shal nes. They did not bring it to give thanks out and giving for a miracle. And it doesn't and it may be eaten for 2 days, as is delineated in this section. On the first day, may be eaten. However, what is left on the flesh, on the third day, has to be burned. And if any of the flesh of the peace offering is to be eaten on the third day, it shall not be accepted. It shall not count for one who offers it. Rather, it shall be rejected, and the person who eats it shall bear his sins. Terry is referring to someone who, at the time of slaughtering the sacrifice and test, eat it on the third day. You would think that the term means that the carbon does not become invalid because of intention, but if he eats on the third day, it would become invalid. That's what the Torah says. What does that mean? It's only possible at the time of carbonus, on the third day. Even while normally permitting time. The flesh that touches anything unclean shall not be eaten. But shall be burned in fire. But regarding the flesh, anyone who is clean may eat the flesh. Touches anything unclean shall not be eaten. This comes to include a limb which went outside. Shaklimi mutter, that the inner part is permitted. Since the Torah says, and the blood of the sacrifice shall be poured, and you shall eat the meat, one would think that only the owner may eat the peace offerings, therefore, that's what the Torah says, anyone who is clean may eat the flesh. This means all that I have forbidden you regarding a sin offering and a guilt offering. Namely, that if they go outside the hangings of the courtyard, they become permitted. As it says, they shall eat in the courtyard. Which means anyone who is clean may eat the flesh even outside the chatzar throughout the entire city of Yerushalayim. A prisoner who eats the flesh of the peace offerings of Hashem, whose uncleanliness is upon him, the soul shall be cut off by his people. Speaking about a prisoner who has tumas aguf, but a Torah eats the tummy, any anish karas, alazar vabasir shiwa hadami. It's only a warning. Azar tummy shalf on the tummy name of fresh potato. The azar tummy that eats a tar, it's not killing the potato. A person who touches anything unclean, whether uncleanness from a human or unclean animals or an unclean abdominal creature, then eats the flesh of a peace offerings of Hashem, the soul shall be cut off from his people. There's not any fat of an ox, sheep, or goat. The fat of a veil or fat of an animal, a disease or injury, may be used for any work, but you shall not eat it. We don't say Nisr Chal Yisr, rather you're on both. Anyone who eats fats from an animal from any carbon are brought by his fire to Hashem. The soul eats it shall be cut off from his people. And you shall not eat any blood in any of the dwelling places, whether from birds or animals. Since the Isser of eating it is an obligation relevant to a person rather than being dependent on land, excluded the blood of fish and locusts. Any person eats any blood, the soul shall be cut off from his people. Anyone who brings his peace offerings of Hashem shall bring the carbon of Hashem from his peace offerings. Yud Lamed Yodav Tiviano Esisha Hashem Sachil Bachazir Yivena Sachazir Lanuf Es Tulan Tfnei Hashem. His own hands shall bring the fire offerings of Hashem. The fat, the breast, he shall bring it. The breast to wave as a waving before Hashem. Zavrashi Shte Yada Bailam Al Milo, which means that the owner's hand shall be above. Achil Bachazir Es Tulan Tav Yatkei Mamatam Nifin Esish Hashem Ma'in Ishim. What are the fire offerings? As Achil Bachazir Tulva Shmeviu Mibes Hamit Bachaim Nisan Achil Bachazir. When he brings it from the slaughtering area, he places the fat on the breast. When he gives it into the hand of the kohen who is to perform the waving, the breast is situated in the fat below. So, why is the breast for Brad Hanif? I say, who may be a little shame, my Ishim. the way that he brings it, but not that it should be part of the ishim. The kohen shall cause the fat to go up in smoke on the mizbeach, and the breast shall belong to Aaron and his children. It teaches us that it may not be eaten while the sacrificial parts are still on the altar. He shall give the right thigh. It's an elevation offering for the kohen from the peace offering. First two from the aruga sold together with the head up into the middle joint. Anyone of the sons of Aaron who offers up the blood of the peace offerings and the fat, he shall have the right thigh as a portion. Who is fit to perform his dashing of his blood and his burnt its fats. This excludes from receiving a share in the meat. A kohen who is unclean at the time of dashing of the blood, or the time of the burning of the fats. For I have taken the breast of the waving and the thigh of the elevation from the children of Israel from the peace offerings, and I have given them to Aaron and the kohen and his sons as an internal salute from the children of Israel. One of this is the grant for Aaron and his sons. Misha Hashem, from the fire offerings of Hashem, Yim, Hikrib Esam, on the day that he brought them near the Chayin Hashem to be Kain and to Hashem. Asher Tziba Hashem, Lassus Lam, Yim, and Moshe, Esam, Esam, and Esau, Kul Hazil, and Esam, which Hashem commanded to give on the day that he anointed them from the children of Israel. This is an internal statue for their generation. This is the Allah of the burnt offerings, for the meal offerings, for the sin offerings, for the guilt offerings, and for the Luim, and the Zevach Hashem. Zavashi, Deim, Shanef Hakuna. When Hashem commanded Moshe and on Har Sinai, and on the day he commanded the children of Israel to offer up the sacrifices to the Lord in the Sinai Desert.